A federal judge has ordered the city of Boston to admit a white 13-year-old girl to one of its most prestigious public schools while her racial discrimination lawsuit goes to court. U.S. District Court Judge W. Arthur Garrity ordered the Boston Latin School to admit Julia McLaughlin to its 8th-grade class. McLaughlin scored higher on the school's entrance exam than 103 minority students who were admitted, and she says the school's policy of reserving 35% of its seats for black and Hispanic students is unconstitutional. From member station WBUR in Boston, Mark Degon reports.
Yesterday's ruling does not settle the question of whether the city's minority preference policy for the elite public school is constitutional. But until the issue is settled at trial, the ruling guarantees Julia McLaughlin, the 13-year-old girl at the center of the controversy, a place at the same school attended by Benjamin Franklin, John Hancock, and four Massachusetts governors. Boston Superintendent of Schools Thomas Paison says McLaughlin will be welcome there.
We will make every effort to make her transition to Boston Latin School a positive and successful one.
Paison defends the school's policy of reserving 35% of its seats for black and Hispanic students, saying it's necessary to ensure diversity. He says he's confident the city can convince U.S. District Court Judge W. Arthur Garrity the quota is constitutional. But doing so will be difficult. Judge Garrity's ruling suggests the city will lose without strong proof that there is a need for racial quotas. Garrity is the judge who 20 years ago ordered busing to desegregate schools in the racially divided city. Today, Garrity says the makeup of the schools has changed drastically, and he notes the law has changed as well. He cites an appeals court ruling that struck down racial preferences in admissions at a Texas law school. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to review the case, saying the desire for diversity is not enough to justify racial preferences. Mark White, an attorney representing Julia McLaughlin, is heartened by the ruling.
There are several things in there that basically, I think, send a wake-up call to the city of Boston that their process is in serious danger of being ruled unconstitutional and that they ought to come up with an alternative method.
But the possibility of eliminating racial quotas worries many activists, including Hattie McGinnis of the Citywide Parents Council. She says doing away with quotas would have a devastating impact on Boston schools because the city remains largely segregated.
We stand a good chance of reverting back to the segregated schools because of Boston's neighborhoods, their communities.
But while defending the current assignment process, school officials are already examining alternatives. Superintendent Paison plans to present some new ideas to the school committee next month. One proposal is to set aside space for low-income students instead of for minorities. And Judge Garrity has some ideas of his own. Among them, a lottery for all students receiving the minimum passing grade on the Boston Latin entrance exam. For National Public Radio, I'm Mark Degon in Boston.